listening to Human Rights Watch.
Universal jurisdiction is a legal term which basically allows states to prosecute war criminals wherever they have committed their acts. So, for example, even if someone from Rwanda who participated in the Rwandan genocide turns up in Belgium, a universal jurisdiction law would allow the Belgian authorities to prosecute them in Belgium, even if the crimes were committed in Rwanda by a Rwandan person against other Rwandan persons. Universal jurisdiction as a concept has been around for about 50 years, but those laws, although they've been on the books for a while, have almost never been used. And in fact, just about the first time they were used in a prominent way was the arrest of Augusto Pinochet in London in 1999, where he was indicted by a Spanish court for torture and then was arrested for extradition in London. And it caused a lot of excitement because it raised the idea that many people who are suspected of human rights violations could now be subject to prosecution where previously they couldn't because of an amnesty law in their own country, because they had fled the country as a refugee or as an exile. And the reality was, unfortunately, that universal jurisdiction laws, or the application of universal jurisdiction, got off to a pretty slow start even after Pinochet. But what our report shows is that actually since 2000, there has been some steady progress.
So as you said, there has been a trend in the past 6 years in European countries to use universal jurisdiction, but there is a lack of political will in certain countries. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think what you can say is that in some countries there is a lack of an institutional commitment. Now, that could be because politically it's unpalatable. It also could be because it hasn't been made a priority. So what we mean by an institutional commitment is, for example, providing the financial and personnel resources to create a special unit and ensuring that there is good cooperation between, say, immigration authorities and that unit by creating a formal mechanism, by providing the resources to enable extraterritorial investigations, so investigations that would take prosecutors into the countries where the crimes occurred. So they're the sorts of institutional commitments that need to be made. And some countries have not shown that commitment, unfortunately. Another country which has, I think, lagged behind in practice is Germany. Germany has excellent universal jurisdiction laws. It provides for wide possibilities for prosecuting persons suspected of war crimes and crimes against humanity and genocide. But as a matter of practice, the German government has not invested resources into creating a police or an investigative unit that could follow up these crimes. And the prosecutor's approach has been to try and adopt quite a restrictive approach to interpreting the law, effectively reducing the number of cases that are likely ever to be investigated. And in fact, up till now, there hasn't been any investigations opened in Germany, despite the fact that there have been several suspects who have been drawn to the prosecutor's attention, including one brought to the prosecutor's attention by Human Rights Watch, the former Minister of Interior of Uzbekistan, who, according to Human Rights Watch's information, is a suspect in the killing of hundreds of people in Andijan in 2005.
Now, how is the U.S. playing out in all of this? Are we seeing any universal jurisdiction cases here in the U.S.?
Well, the United States hasn't implemented any real universal jurisdiction laws. It has a torture law which allows for prosecution, but to my knowledge, that's never been used. And it's also quite restricted in as much as it has changed the internationally accepted definition of torture to make it narrower than the one that's used internationally. Generally, the United States is not happy about these kinds of laws, partially because it perceives that its officials will be unfairly or excessively targeted because of its role in the world. So the question really is, well, why should the United States be overly concerned? I mean, if a United States citizen commits a crime in another country, they are obviously entitled to full protection of human rights laws and to fair trial guarantees. But if they have in fact committed the crime, then they should be duly tried in accordance with the law. But the United States has taken a very aggressive posture towards universal jurisdiction laws. Particularly in 2003, we saw threats being made to the Belgian government that NATO headquarters would be moved from Belgium if they did not change their laws. And this was prompted by the view that United States military officials or political officials such as Donald Rumsfeld might be indicted under the Belgian laws.
Now, what do you hope will come out of this report about universal jurisdiction?
Well, I think two things, really. One is to really encourage the European Union and its member states to look at this report as an example of what can be done to effectively implement universal jurisdiction laws and to encourage those states who haven't yet made the institutional commitment to make that commitment and to encourage the European Union to also promote that. One of the things we do discuss in the report is that the European Union has been a very positive force in promoting cooperation in the prosecution of suspected war criminals and also in promoting the exchange of information and experience. So we'd like to see the European Union strengthen those measures, possibly by setting up some kind of secretariat which would enhance cooperation in the prosecution of war criminals through this network that the European Union has already created. So we'd like the European Union to provide more resources to that network and so strengthen and enhance cooperation. And we'd like member states to look at the experience of other member states and see how they could possibly emulate those in order to expand investigation and prosecution of suspected war criminals. I mean, on top of that, I think all countries, including those outside of Europe, can look at these experiences and see that universal jurisdiction laws can be effectively implemented, and they are an important mechanism to ensure justice for victims of serious human rights violations.
You've been listening to Human Rights Watch.